The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Upon reading this gospel last night, my first thought was, man, Lord, you really stuck it to them. Right? Here, they're trying to find a way to accuse him. They're looking, is he going to heal someone today? He sees a man with a withered hand. Not only does he heal him, he calls him right up in the midst of everybody. Right? Putting it right in their face. And before he heals him, he looks around at all of them and then does the cure. Go, Lord, really? I mean, it was interesting, though, reading the fathers of the church this morning, they say the exact opposite. They say our Lord did not do that to stir up their anger. He called that man in their midst to move their hearts to compassion, that they might see this broken man before them and have pity on him and desire his good. The law does not say you cannot do work on the Sabbath. It says you can't do servile work. And so our Lord says to do a good deed, that's not a servile work. But he actually takes it a step further. And he asks the question, he says, is it lawful to do good rather than to do evil? And when I read that last night, I go, well, wait a second, Lord. I understand to do good would be to heal this man. But if you didn't heal him, what would be the evil? Is it lawful to do good rather than to do evil? My brothers and sisters, when you can do a good and opt not to do it, you omit the good that you ought to have done. It would be a sin of omission. So our Lord is saying, it would be wrong for me not to heal this man because I can do a good work for him. The fathers of the church say this man represents all of humanity. His right hand is withered. That hand that man first reached out to grab the fruit from the tree. And so all of humanity is crippled. And our Lord has come to restore it. But my brothers and sisters, what's so beautiful about our Lord's restoration is he doesn't bring us back to the original innocence. He brings us to a degree of sanctification that far surpassed what Adam and Eve had. When our Lord restores us, he doesn't bring us back to the place that we were at. For example, when we go to confession and we say, oh, you know, I need to begin again. No, it's not that we go back to where we were. We surpass where we were when we fell. I mean, it's amazing. Our Lord's mercy is so far beyond what we can understand. And so we ought to pray like that. So when we pray, we shouldn't say, you know, Lord, make me a saint. We should say, Lord, make me a great saint. Or, Lord, I'm blind, I want to see. Lord, give me perfect vision. Right? Because you don't just give, you give in abundance. We ask our Lord today to teach us what his restoration is all about. And not just to restore us in our brokenness, not just to make us whole, but to bring us to that degree of perfection that far surpasses what we can even imagine that he wants to give us.